Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome in, pro wrestling fans. Here on a weekend, we are Busted Open. I'm Ryan McKinnell. Got my tag team partner, the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, along for the ride. We got a stack show for you, Busted Open Nation. We are starting talking Sami Zayn and the Bloodline. Emotions were about great. Moment kicking off SmackDown. Speaking of great moments on SmackDown, the Brawling Brutes going to war with the Usos. We talk about it here on the podcast edition of Busted Open. And as we talk about main events, Powerhouse and Ricky Starks getting it in on Rampage. The world's strongest man was impressed. He'll tell you about it on this episode. All you got to do, sit back, relax, click play. Let's get it going. Busted Open on Saturday. Man, Sami Zayn, Mark, the way Roman Reigns was selling the anger and like, yo, you're not wearing, and Sami's facial expressions and his disappointment. We were all feeling that, man. I was like, is this the end of Sami Zayn and the Bloodline? I am not ready for this. I am not okay with this. I was legitimately pissed. And then they swerve us and give us the shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I don't know if they could have done it better, Mark.
They couldn't have done it better. Because Roman sold it. So I was like, man, damn, they can't take him out now. I'm in my feelings.
Right.
I'm like, come on. What? I had my arms folded like a little kid that got his candy took away on Halloween. I'm just like, man, this is bull, man. And when he said, because I got you a new one, bro, I smiled and unfolded my arms.
Yeah.
And was like,
Roman
like,
Reigns
I got what
forever,
I wanted.
Roman like, Reigns wrestling. forever my baby face.
Oh my God, man. I love this thing, man. I love this business, bro. Like it that gave me so much joy.
It was so well done.
It was very well done. They did their damn thing. They did their damn thing. Gabby's fussing at me.
Yeah, I was like, you're pointing at your phone and like, you were, I thought you were talking to me. I was like, what is going on?
I'm texting Bun B, bro.
Okay.
I'm trying to get him to come on the show now.
Of course you're texting Bun B. And well, we'll talk about speaking of MC and the pro wrestling game, Action Bronson having his match last night on Rampage. Man, that was so cool. Just seeing him. And I know he's like, I mean, he's not a pro wrestler, right? That dude's an MC, he's a chef, he's an author, he wears a lot of different hats, but he loves pro wrestling. I told you about it last week. I was telling the nation, I found out about the dude in 2010 because he released a single called Barry Horowitz. Everyone knows, or listening, probably remembers Barry Horowitz, the WWF wrestler in the 90s that had the pat myself on the back gimmick. He was great. And Bronson released, what I'm saying is Bronson been a lifelong pro wrestling fan. You know what I'm saying? So went to the ECW arena. So the fact that he got to go out there with Taz's kid and have a match in Queens at Arthur Ashe Stadium. I mean, that had to mean so much to the dude. Mark, I do want to talk more about that, but let's stay on topic because Sami Zayn and the way they executed that, it gave me, not only did it popped me from the standpoint, I legit thought it was the end. I thought that, hold on, let me get this fella's name right. Chris, at Penguins_71. On Twitter, he's like, not gonna lie, I thought Sammy was gonna get jumped in the promo, and so did I. So I went from thinking
they
the
were
end
circling.
Of like, it was great, right? Solo selling it. I mean, obviously, Oos was over there, you know, eyeballing him. It was really well executed. It played with our emotions in a very simple way, right? It was just like, oh man, I don't want this to be over. It's just getting good. Like, don't jump Sammy now. Like, do it in a year. Do it in 2 years. Don't do it now. Like, there's too much good story and too much meat on the bone, Mark. And they did it so perfectly, presenting him with the shirt. And again, it gave me hope for the future, because now there's even more ways you can go with this. I know it was like, we're thinking Owens is going to break them away and take the titles from the Usos, and that might happen, but the journey to that story is going to be a shit ton of fun.
And they're going to make a shit ton of money, because I'm going to order an honorary Ooze shirt.
Yes, let's go. I'll get one too, man. That shit is great. I didn't even think about that. I don't know why.
Man, they finna make a ton. Everybody wants an honorary Ooze shirt. And for the low, low price of $29.95, you too can be a member.
And I don't know if that's going to be one of those... Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that's one of them discount bin shirts either. You know, sometimes they have the sale after like 3 months, 4 months or whatever, right? They bring in the new shirt. I got a feeling the honorary Ooze shirt is going to be, I mean, it ain't going to be like, I don't think it'd be like the NWO or Austin 316, but that is definitely going to be one of those shirts from an era that people, and you know, the Bloodline merch has been the head of the table shirt, the black one with the Bloodline at the top, like the Godfather. Like there's some really cool merch that they've been putting out. I mean, they always do. WWE does a great job with that. But the story attached to the honorary Ooze shirt, right? Because we have been for years. I mean, not just the pandemic, but pre-pandemic. I mean, I've been a fan of, I mean, El Generico, obviously, in terms of in-ring. But I never knew when they took the mask off and put him in NXT and then brought him up that Sami Zayn would turn into
I was
him.
Mad. Another, I'm going to tell you.
We all were. Yeah.
When the mask came off, I was mad as hell, man.
I was too.
I was like, man, there's no way that he's going to have to be able to recreate himself without the mask on.
Because he was so over. He was such a staple of the pro wrestling community as El Generico. And we never saw, I mean, I never really saw his face. It was weird.
Yeah. And who would have known that he was an Arabic ginger?
Right.
And, you know, it's like, not the race never played a part into it.
No, it but it's more, just, it was a wild look. You're like, oh, that's him. Yeah, okay,
it's
cool.
Like, oh, wait a minute. Like, he's a redhead? Oh, man. And then you find out, oh, I'm Arabic. And you go, what? They make those? Like, I mean, it was shocking. And
he's the one.
He was able to get, bro. That dude can get a garbage bag over.
Well, I was just gonna say he's a product. He can overcome any bad booking. There's just some talents in the business that it doesn't matter where you put them. Like I thought Team Hell No was gonna be a dud, right? Like I didn't think that was gonna work. But Bryan Danielson and Kane at that point, like I mean, it just they made it work. Danielson is a gem. You put him in any scenario, he's gonna deliver. And the same thing, you know, goes for him.
Next week,
mm-hmm.
when I come on.
Yeah,
I want to come into the conversation of gimmicks that nobody expected to get over, and they got over. Throw that out there next week. Not this week.
I like
we got
that.
So much on the table right
now. I know. Remind me,
but
though. I like
I got,
that.
I got two right now.
Okay. All right.
That nobody – I mean, I had people that they wouldn't have bet in a million years it would have worked.
Well, there you go. Sami Zayn for me and Team Hell No, that's a good starter. And then you got two you're sitting on.
That's a good start. That's a good start.
Yep. But yeah, no, Sami Zayn, in terms of the future, Mark, there's so many ways that you can go with this. Question to you, do you blow it up by the time WrestleMania comes around, or do you string it around? Hold on. Well, you know, shit happens.
Man, you're allergic to my bullshit?
Yeah. My question is, do you break it up by the time WrestleMania comes along, or do you go a year and a half and you do it at the next WrestleMania?
Nah, man. Like, I can see
sometime in between.
You're going to need things to help this situation because the family is going to be important, an issue, if they're able to do what everybody wants, and that's Roman and Rock. If they're able to do that, and that's what's presented as we get closer to WrestleMania, you're going to need a Sammy. You're going to need a Sokoa. You're going to need the Usos. They're going to have to bring in other family members. Rikishi's going to have to come. Sam is going to have to come. They're going to have to bring in everybody. Atta is going to have to come and be ringside. And all sides of the ring.
Oh, it'd be great.
You have the real Samoan dynasty. And, man, you may even be able to introduce somebody else.
Maybe, or you can tell the story of the crowd. maybe it bleeds out into the crowd and they're beating the shit out of each other in front of the family. And then it kind of reminds me of, you know, the heart split with Owen and Brett, or more specifically, I guess, Davey and Brett, and the way that played out. But yeah, I mean, it's not exactly the same, but we've seen it before, and it can get really fun in terms of what they can do and play with the storyline. So yeah, man, I mean, it's all right there. As we've talked about it so much, Mark, I feel like,
don't break it up.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I agree. I think you string it out. And like you said, there's so much meat on that bone. And yeah, maybe you don't extend it all the way to the next WrestleMania, but you get some more legs out of it.
This is Jimmy Smith, voice of WWE Monday Night Raw and host of Unlocking the Cage on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. And I'm here to let you know that Unlocking the Cage is now available as a podcast. That's right. You'll get my take on the trending stories in combat sports and interviews with some of the biggest names in the fight game. I'm bringing you shows every weekday. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app free for most subscribers.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
The main event last night, the Brawling Brutes and the Usos. I really like how that match came together just optically. That was the first time we really saw them be able to get it in properly. And I just thought they told a really cool story.
They did, man. And what a hard-hitting action.
It was great.
The guys, they were going at each other, man, in some very intricate wrestling. Ridge Holland is earning my respect. You know, it's like I was showing Jana Pete Dunne. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We can't call him Pete now. You know, but he did a backflip. I mean, you know, Jana was a gymnast.
So the backflip into the super kick you're talking about.
The backflip into the super kick.
Could that have been better executed? That was so beautiful. I was rewinding that. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
Jana said, I don't like how he landed. I was like, he was supposed to land like that. Like,
it
that
was beautiful, though. It made it look like it was violent. And they continued trajectory and kicked him into the salt. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, like, so they did some stuff that was very intricate and highly complex. And that's what wrestling fans like. We want to see our elite pro wrestlers do elite pro wrestling things.
100%. And I was selling the business to my friends, again, who haven't watched it as adults. They were watching it as kids in the Attitude Era. But they were like, you know, how do you talk about this for 3 hours on a Saturday? And I was like, well, I mean, you break it down kind of like a movie and you talk about the stories and the way it's executed. But then you also, like, I always use like Olympic figure skating as kind of like a way to appeal to people, just like a general, like as a team, right? Like tagged or doubles Olympic figure skating. You have two people that are relying on the safety to put together a performance and rely on one another to put on an exhibition that's judged by style, creativity, originality, and then the judges sit there and execution and cleanliness, right? That's kind of how we watch matches. I know we're not Meltzer giving out stars, but we're talking about like, I used that backflip into the super kick to explain that. I rewound it like four times. I'm like, you see how that guy, Pete Dunne, Butch, at the time, I was like, you see how the way he continued that and like sold it and he continued the somersault that it made look like his trajectory from the kicks carried him over to finish it. I was like, that's what, when I talk about style, beauty, and execution, that's a perfect example of that. Like, you can't do that move any better. And it's creative. So that's where you get, you know, that stands out. It's why we're talking about it today on a Saturday.
That's why we're talking about it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And any fan that knows who Sheamus is, Sheamus was not in the ring. He was on the floor. And his interactions and the way his expression was, it made me feel more anxiety for his team. And that, bro, that's a lost art in wrestling.
Yeah,
being
great
able
point.
To get people hooked in to where they feel something. We always talk about wrestling is about feelings.
Yeah.
It's about how you can get yourself put in suspended belief.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know what wrestling is now.
Of course.
And
of course.
The art of it is what carries us. And Sheamus, like, his expressions and everything were just very artistic last night.
Yeah, and it was really cool because, and they also showed that package beforehand, kind of promoing and setting up the Usos and just how special they are. And I don't think that gets talked about enough. I mean, I guess it does amongst like hardcores. I don't know, but like, you know, you see the Road Warriors, Legion of Doom, you see all the great tag Demolition, the Hart Foundation, all the great tags, the WWE tags of years past. And the Usos are right there now, like for an entire generation of fans, Mark, they are going to be the greatest pro wrestling tag team to ever exist, right? Like, if you didn't, you know, live through the Road Warriors, if you didn't live through the Hart Foundation or Demolition or the Rockers or whatever, right? That real golden era WWF tag teams, what the Usos have been able to accomplish, you know, and the different looks that they've had, you know, from the neon and the baby faces and the way they came on, it was just, I mean, they've established great rivalries, obviously, with the New Day. Then they go out and have a match, you know, with the likes of the Brawling Brutes, and they just deliver, man. They're like the Randy yeah. Orton of tag team wrestling. They're just butter. They're just so good.
Man, they're so good. And then you have Imperium.
Yep.
Be put into the gumbo. And you have, you know, as Gabby said in the break, this gumbo of ethnicities and guys yeah. from all over the world.
Yeah, it was great.
Like, it was a very diverse and international. Mm-hmm. She said the World Cup of pro wrestling in that segment. Bro, you got people from Germany, from Samoa, from...
Yep.
From Ireland, from Wales and England. Like, man, this is like, it was beautiful. And
it was. And that's how pro wrestling should be.
Hey, everyone. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans from the Sawdust Podcast Network. Throughout the week, we're providing you with a vast array of betting and fantasy insight, advice, and analysis. Check out our library of podcasts, including Fade the Noise with me and the good sir Nathaniel Lundy, Fantasy Fast Track with me and Brandon Fun Buns Funston, Annie Up with Howard Bender and Adam Ronis, and Sticks and Stacks with Sean Drotar. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
One of my favorites in AEW, powerhouse, Will Hobbs, good human being, really solid pro wrestler, and embattled with a great story right now with Ricky Starks, two of the most talented people on the AEW roster. And that's saying a lot because there's a lot of talent on that roster, but also one of the, I think, young fixtures of the future of the company. I loved their match last night, Mark.
I did too. And he, Hobbs is a driven athlete. You know,
yeah.
He realizes that you need coaching, that you need people to help elevate you in this industry.
Yeah.
And he's learning. He don't ask you, hey, man, give me the answer. He asks you, man, show me how I can be a major player. What are the things that I need to do to be able to go out there and captivate the people? Like, he wants to know the formula so he can create it. And that's a big thing for young wrestlers. A lot of them just want to be told what to do. Call the play, coach. I'll execute it. Mm-hmm. No, you have to learn how to think. And that's what he wants. And he's a joy to work with.
Yeah, I would imagine. I've always, the interactions I've had with him, just very soft-spoken, very polite, very genuine. You just get the feeling that he's just, he could be your best friend from high school that just, took an odd career path, and that's just where he's at. And, he's just getting started, which is the real exciting part of Powerhouse. Like, it's a great gimmick. It works. It fits him. It's a good start. But I don't think we've even scratched the surface with Will Hobbs. I don't even think we're, we have no, I don't know what his final form is going to look like.
You know what, man? I look at his development in his body.
Yeah.
The change in the way that he has his diet, how serious, you can see how serious he is. And he's a big dude, man.
Sure.
He's a really, really big dude. And to be a big dude, like, he moves really effortless and graceful. Yeah. Another thing in that match, they started that match off a fight because
it just went right into it. Yeah,
they
for sure.
Went right into it. Like, it needed to be a fight. And there were bells and whistles with the chairs and tables and, like the whole, street fight type of thing and pulling the bar out of the light fixture out and using it as a weapon. Hell, they even had a Gabby LaSpisa sign in the crowd.
I was gonna say, Gabby, that was a tough moment for you last night. Powerhouse and Ricky Starks.
You had to pick. Who'd you pick?
It's a house divided, a one person house.
Come on, Gabby. Come on.
Listen, I don't take that shit.
Everyone wants to know, but it's hard because it's two of my favorite people. Like, and I wanted them to stay friends. When they turned, I was like, Hob, why you gotta do Ricky like that? You know what I mean? Like, why do you gotta do that?
But only so many spots, man. Listen, only so many spots.
But that didn't answer the question.
That's right. Listen, back to the issue at hand. Talk,
so I don't really got to answer the question if I don't want to. But I will say, and a lot of people
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, I'm just here to make sure the show doesn't go off the rails, but I'm not doing a great job. This has probably been one of my favorite storylines of AEW when it comes to like feuds, of when it comes to like emotional investment, because I think, as classic as it is, like, the close friends turning on each other, I loved the turn when it happened in the first place, the way Hobbs did it to the neck, and then Ricky's, I don't think Ricky has, when he had that emotional promo, I don't even think it got enough like attention about how good he is on the microphone, because he is by far one of the best. And when he speaks, you listen and you're in it and you believe everything that comes out of his mouth. And I wish people would, I think people are noticing a bit more now, but that's got to be something to take into account for Ricky Starks, because he is a star among stars.
Yeah.
And he is shining so, so bright. And I'm excited to see what he will do, because he's an amazing talent.
Yeah. A lot of talent there.
And then you have someone like Hobbs, who, like Mark said, when I first met Hobbs to now where he is a year later, it's a substantial difference. That's because he works his ass off. Yep. He takes notes. Mark would tell me like, oh, I got him doing this, I got him doing that, and we're doing these kinds of things. And he's such a humble human being. He wants to hear what Mark has to say.
Yeah.
And he takes it and he goes with it. And that's why he's getting what he's getting now, which is these bigger opportunities, these main event matches, these matches at pay-per-views.
And rightfully so,
I'm excited for both of them. I wish they liked each other, because I don't like that they don't like each other, because now we can't all hang out and be best friends. But I can't wait to see what's next for both of them moving forward with the storyline, because one of the biggest pops I heard was at that ladder match. I don't remember the name of pay-per-view because I'm the worst. When Wardlow and Hobbs were face-to-face, and it was the two big boys making the eye contact. Like, I gotta see a big man brawl. I just want to see it.
Big meat man slapping meat.
The big man brawl, like
slap.
I don't think at the moment Hobbs was there for it to have been an exciting thing to happen if it was Wardlow and Hobbs. Yeah. But I think now Hobbs has cemented himself enough where if that was the next feud to move forward and you got these two big boys like going at it, like take my money now. I want to see it. But it's an amazing moment to see. Oh, and just a side note about Hobbs, because this is something I talked about this on the show yesterday.
You know, for someone who said you didn't have to talk, you got a lot to say about this.
You got a lot to say.
Yeah, she had a bag. A fully packed bag.
I have
Gabs with Gabby.
Yeah, right.
I do have a segment called Gabby AF. Just saying on every Friday.
AF
was bleeding over into Saturday, and I love it.
But Saturday is Gabby. This is where you Gabbing started, with Gabby.
We're back. We're reunited. This is family right here.
It is.
Toretto.
So we talked, and this is something which I actually talked about you on the show yesterday, Mark, because our theme.
Oh, I thought she meant me.
No.
Damn it.
Listen.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
We talked like whitest, like.
Thank you. Damn it, that was so well timed. Great.
I usually try to talk shit about you not on air, but you know
what the fuck.
Hey, we did it. Side of the ring on the show yesterday, which was kind of like a breath of fresh air. You know,
nice. Yeah.
Positivity, and we brought up, and Dave was like, "Oh, you know what host do you think of right away when you talk bright side of things?" And obviously, Mark Henry comes to mind. Because
clearly,
I'm very blessed to say. Whenever there's good news, Mark will call me and be like, Gabby, you know, like he's just always a good time. And that's
he's a positive guy.
He's a very positive human being.
Yeah.
He's a ray of sunshine. But during my segment, when I talked about
ray of sunshine,
he's going to start crying. It's weird. One thing about Hobbs that I appreciate and respect, and something that AEW does that Mark is involved in when it comes to like the community and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And something that aired last night was, you know, the fact that September is Suicide Prevention Month, and you have people like Eddie Kingston, who we're talking about, like Hobbs, like Aubrey Edwards in video packages, opening up about things that they've struggled with.
Yeah.
To let people know that as a pro wrestling community, as a human being in the world, you're not alone. And that is just a beautiful message, and you can overcome these kinds of things. And Hobbs is someone you would look at and be like, wow, he's this big, strong guy. He's got all this amazing shit going for him, like blah, blah, blah. And that's someone who's overcome so much and struggled and been to rock bottom like so many people have.
Yeah.
But like, as much as he plays this tough guy, you can't not love him. Because as a human being and what he stands for, that's another person that you're like, I want to see move forward in the company. So yeah. I love that main event last night.
He and Starks both, Gabby. You mentioned that Starks is one of the top promos in pro wrestling.
Yes.
I mean, like he is the most emotional promo in pro wrestling. It's not just what he says and what he's been through, but the energy that he gives when he's cutting these promos. Like, I feel like I need to go and stand behind him and go, yeah, go, man, go, push. He makes me as a fan want to support him. And Hobbs is that the big guy that has the great heart, always comes to every school visit. You know, tells his story. I remember us in Chicago, and our city, our block, our hood. Hobbs was like, man, like I was not favored. He was like, you know, there was a lot of people that didn't like me, and when I tried to do things right, they tried to make it seem like I was some kind of wuss. Like they tried to make it seem, and he was talking to these kids. He had me captivated, and he reaches them. Because they see that he is not only telling the truth, but he's exposing himself. He's exposing
his soul. He treats them like human beings.
Yeah, and more of these kids need to see people say, hey, everything wasn't right with me. I had troubles. I had to work through it. You know, and that's the thing about Hobbs, I think, that's showing in his work now. And I've told him, use it. Like people will emotionally get behind you if they have an emotional tie to you. How do you get that emotional tie? And he's a quick study.
boxing lives on SiriusXM Fight Nation.
Canelo Alvarez against Triple G was a highly anticipated trilogy matchup. However, Canelo Triple G just didn't live up to expectations. Jerry, your thoughts?
Father Time caught up with Triple G, and we did not get to see the sensational trilogy that we all hoped for.
At the Fights, Mondays and Fridays from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, only on SiriusXM Fight Nation.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
This is the Busted Open Weekly Winner.
Yeah, that's right. Hour three upon you. You know what damn time it is. Weekly Winner time here. On a Saturday, I'm Ryan, that's Mark. We're giving you the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. Mark, I'm going to be honest. It's been close for a couple months, like dead close. Boy, and as much as I love Sami Zayn last night, the way Grand Slam delivered, again, the 2 hours, this isn't really fair, right? But I am kind of, and I never do this, right? I never combine the shows because it is always separate. Rampage stands alone as a 1 hour show, but it was a 2 hour show last night. We knew it was pre-taped. I was so much looking forward to Muda and Action Bronson. I feel like it kind of bleeds together, but I'll tell you what, I was positive that I was going Dynamite heading into Saturday. And then SmackDown happened last night. And then, as the caller just said, I believe it was Kelvin in Pennsylvania, in terms of, you know, the way it was executed, in terms of like everybody was, you know, fully invested. We're talking about our moment of the week, and I don't know, like 80% of the people chiming in, 70 or 60 are saying Sami Zayn. And the way SmackDown came together last night from top to bottom, I mean, the tag team championship match in the end was fantastic. Liv Morgan going through a table. Yeah, I mean, he had an appearance from Braun Strowman, which for some people that was a big deal. You know, it was just, again, it was a good show, but that Sami promo, or not the promo, but that piece of business to open the show, that was so well executed. That, I mean, honestly, from a week that had great moments, I think that's going to be one of the lasting moments, right? I don't think it's enough right now to give it weekly winner, because what I saw from Dynamite was just unbelievable. But it's not any other show's fault. They had an AEW World Championship match on the, you know, it's a free, that was a pay-per-view. And honestly, if you combine Rampage and Dynamite, which we're not going to do, I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying, for the people that were there live in attendance, like all of you on the other side of the Zoom, that was better than some pay-per-views AEW has put on. That was just, what a night in Queens, man.
Bro, thing is right. Circle gets the square, right? As Bully would say, whatever you want to say when it comes to greatness. As much as I love pro wrestling, bro, and as much as I enjoyed seeing Bobby Lashley and Seth Rollins on Monday,
that kicking off Raw was such a good match. Seeing the time marks. I think that was like a 20-plus minute match. Like, yes, thank you, Triple H.
Yeah, give me
like,
that.
I don't need
give
all matches. Yeah, I just want a couple bangers on each three-hour show. That's it. And that was one.
And the main event in Rampage with Starks and Hobbs and everything that went on Rampage, you know, we had a call in. About Impact, and you know, I respect all of those shows, but 2 hours that ended with Moxley and Danielson, come on, man. And as much as I like to say that star power in the main event was enormous,
that would have been enough.
The biggest reaction.
But it's
the
a claim to Soraya too. Yeah.
Was a claim.
Yeah. I mean, you had three of the best moments.
I scissored the guys.
You're doing it right now.
Like I was fired up.
And then he scissored us on the Zoom. Yeah.
Seeing Saraya and talking to her since, you know, I mean, we spoke several times since our show ended at Fox, where we were a co-host.
Yeah, Backstage, and that was the name of it, right?
Yeah, we're Backstage, and like, you know, her brother was going to have me come to England and do a show for them, host and be the MC. But, it was so cool to see her again. And I forget.
And she looked happy.
Sometimes she was happy. And she's ready to go. And I was like, wow. So, like, you know, are you healthy? And from her words, she's like, Mark, I've been ready.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm so ready. I see what the women are doing here at AEW. And she said, I want to come in and contribute.
Oh, there's fun stories.
Bro.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yep.
That is awesome. So, like, you add to another already stacked and extremely effective women's division at AEW, and you put Saraya in there?
Yep.
Bro, that's a win-win.
And she's
I cannot not give Wednesday night my weekly winner. It's just impossible to do that.
Yeah, I agree. Dynamite's my winner as well. But when you talk about Saraya, there's a couple different ways you can go with this. Like, in terms of, and I was thinking immediately Jamie Hayter, because I think Saraya has a real opportunity here, you know, like you said, to tell stories and to put people over and to work with people. Jamie Hayter, obviously there's the national, you know, tie-in and the pride and all that. But I said it from the beginning, like, when I didn't see Jamie anything prior to AEW. I just don't have that time. Like, I'm watching MMA all the time. I'm watching, you know, our shows for Weekly Winner. I actually, prior to this show, I was more locked in with the independent scene because it was more conducive to my style of pro wrestling that I like. It was just pretty much all in ring, which I like. I like seeing the matches come together. I immediately thought Hayter likened her to a young Paige because of the age, because of the sort of virtuosity of it all. They're both beautiful. They're both English, obviously, but whether as a rival or as a mentor, Jamie Hayter, I think, is primed to be one of the biggest beneficiaries from the arrival of Saraya in AEW and the whole roster. But Jamie,
most definitely.
We
always have our criterias of what makes a weekly winner.
Sure.
Shock value is
moments.
One of them.
Shock value. Moment, yes.
Big moments in a show. Title changes.
Matches.
And speaking of that, Chris Jericho, Claudio Castagnoli started the show.
Holy shit. I forgot.
Bro.
Like, honestly,
Chris Jericho is the ROH champion.
Right. Honestly, if you're saying,
how can we not give it to Wednesday night? How?
If you're not saying Dynamite, then I question.
Even
your,
if you're a WWE homer,
that's what I'm saying. I question your objectivity.
You gotta give it to him.
Yeah. Listen, how many weeks have just a couple weeks ago, I think you gave SmackDown your weekly winner. I think last week you gave NXT, or we wanted to give NXT. What I'm saying is, there's some weeks where you can't deny a certain show, right? And I just think, we just ran down the gamut. Saraya returning, acclaimed winning the titles, John Moxley winning the title, and the moment started with Jericho and Castagnoli to kick off the show, and ROH is now sports entertained. Come on now. Like, it was clearly the weekly winner.
Yeah. It was clearly the weekly winner. And you know what? I pray that we have more shows where titles change hands. Because I remember when I was a kid, it was, you know, you had one champion, maybe like a Ric Flair, you know, that would keep the title for months and months and maybe a year.
Uh-huh.
But, man, on regular TV, you would see the title change hands. And you tuned in because you didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
I think AEW is getting to that again. Any night of the week, there could be a new champion. And that means a lot to me as a wrestling fan. Because Dave LaGreca said it best. He did not like it when Brock Lesnar had the title and he never defended it.
I mean, never is. I mean, he did, but it just was. He was an attraction. I never had a problem with it. It's just like
once
Roman.
Once a year, twice a year.
No,
when
it was more
supposed
than that.
To defend the title 30 days.
It was more than days that. Or something? But no, he did take 30. He did take 30 day gaps plus. But so is Roman. Like, I think when you're God tier, which Brock was unquestionably, just like Roman is, then you're special. You know what I mean? It's not the 80s anymore. It's not the 90s. Like, it's different. It's just a different business. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
special, highly special, like high special attractions are hard to come by. But I mean, I get the point. Don't get me wrong.
I know you get the point, but still, it has to be said that it means a lot, man, when
absolutely.
The title is defended.
Yep.
And it's a possibility that title may change hands. Say the match was going on and MJF did come down to the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And he did get involved somehow in the title change hands. Don't you think that would have been warranted? That it's okay that it adds to what's going to happen next week?
Yeah. Speaking of that, like the intrigue. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was making that.
Oh, point. Okay. No, I, you know something I would like in along with that, like the unpredictability in the title changing hands. And yes, like I think there's a place for both of it. I prefer to what you're talking about, right? The unknowns and the fact that, hey, anyone can become a champion on any night and it's not formulaic and titles are just, you know, changed or not defended. And if they do change, it's only on a pay-per-view or a premium live event or whatever you want to call it, right? You know what I would love to see? You know what I would love to see? And I hope Tony is listening or, you know, WWE is listening is, you know, we do a you book a match, a big match. Let's just say it was Moxley, Moxley and Danielson, right? You have them start off hour two on Dynamite. You have it booked for an hour time limit, and you also promote other matches, big matches in the second hour, right? I would just love to see matches get bumped. I would love to see big matches not finish on TV. I know they always announce it, and Tony said we're going to stick with the action as long as possible. That never happens. You never bleed over into the next show. We know that's not going to happen. So take us off the air. Take us off the air. The match isn't done. I know it's non-traditional, but that's what we need in pro wrestling. We need switch-ups. Or, again, and I think this is a better example, I would just love to see big matches booked to kick off the hour or, like, you know, whatever time.
Run out of time. We run out of time.
Yeah. Or
we'll tell you what happened next week.
Or you could finish it and it ends in an hour draw, whatever. You start it to kick off the hour and it goes the whole way. And then you bump the matches that were planned later in the night. Like, oh, well, we were planning on getting to this tag team championship or we were planning on hearing from Eddie Kingston, but we're up against it. And we just, you know, our apologies to Eddie. We'll get to him next week. You know what I'm saying? Like, use that sort of unpredictability in the business. Like, because there is a lot of formulaic sort of stuff we're expecting. I think there's ways that you can do things non-traditionally to really spice up a product. And I think that would be really cool for either company to do, Mark. I think that's kind of where we're headed in the future for pro wrestling.
We are headed that direction in all brands of wrestling.
Yep.
Like you have
TV brands.
Man,
yeah.
Think about hearing Gordon Soley. We're run out of time.
Yes.
We're out of time. We'll come back next week and we'll tell you what happened. And then it goes off there and you see the imaging, the go home imaging. Man, I used to love that. And I used to be like, oh no. Oh, and then you had to wait. You basically had to wait the next week because there was no social media giving you, like, what happened after the fact.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.